Joe Decker's with us. He's the founder of GodHatesShrimp.com. Joe, I had no idea that he wasn't a fan of shrimp.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You know, you learn something new every day.
You didn't know? I mean, the whole we haven't gotten our pickets at Red Lobster in your area yet. I guess not.
Now, is this just shrimp or all shellfish?
It's all shellfish.
See, it's a kosher thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's right there in Leviticus. I mean, it's really hard to argue with, and Deuteronomy. I mean,
what the
heck? It's right there.
What the heck is GodHateShrimp.com? Tell me about this, Joe.
God Hates Shrimp is a site I put together with a guy named Ryland about 4 years ago in response to some KKK protests in Oklahoma City where folks were protesting some same-sex marriage or something with big signs that said these were Christian-identified protesters using Leviticus to say God hates sodomites. And I was looking at them and going, yeah, like you're following the rest of Leviticus, like you're avoiding mixing fibers and you're killing your children when they backtalk you. And I wanted to do something light with that because, you know, you can't argue. It won't do any good. And wanted to do something fun. And it's just kind of taken off. People have just, it's kind of catchy and have a good time with it.
So what are you doing with? I mean, are you guys going out there protesting? Are you guys going out?
I've done that a couple of times. We've had actually a small little groundswell at different times. Actually, go and start protests just based on our stuff back a couple years ago.
Okay.
One of the cities that was allowing gay marriages actually had used some of our slogans and signs to protest. So we've had a few small protests organized.
You know, I see you got some followers down there because now there's another website out. It's called God Hates Shrimp Gumbo. God Hates Shrimp Barbecue. God Hates Barbecue Shrimp
Barbecue. Shrimp cocktail.
There's shrimp cocktail. There's shrimp barbecue.
Yeah, it's
shrimp
a movement.
Coconut shrimp. Now hold on a second. There's a Smith. You just got this number.
Yeah.
There's a group, and we can't stand this group.
Yeah.
But they may. I'm just curious if they're supporting you.
And they say whatever is in the Bible, they will do, and they are very strict in how they do it. So these chapters in Leviticus and Deuteronomy.
Well, let's call them. I'm sure you've heard of them, Joe. The Westboro Baptist Church. I wonder if they're a big supporter of yours.
I'm thinking that maybe they're not.
Do you know them?
Not personally, but I've always wanted the opportunity to talk.
Yeah, you know? we should talk to them about this. We should ask them. Are you guys with the God Hates Shrimp website?
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? It's Bulldog from Ocean 98. We're on the air with the GodHateShrimp.com website.
And is that what he's looking forward to?
That's what he's looking forward to.
God Hates Shrimp.
Yes.
Whose is the God Hates Shrimp? Is that supposed to be me, or is that the guy that he's looking forward to?
No, you're the... No. Joe Decker is the founder of God Hates Shrimp. This is this is from the Westboro Baptist Church. Who are we speaking with?
Shirley Phelps Roper.
Oh, we talked to you before, Shirley.
Yes.
You may not remember us.
No, I do.
You do remember us?
Aww.
Well, how you doing, Shirley?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good.
How are you doing?
Good, fantastic. And Joe Decker with GodHateShrimp.com. Now, Joe, explain to Shirley what you're saying, because Shirley may have a different opinion.
Very simple. I know that Shirley is well familiar with the Bible, and we just take Leviticus chapter 11, verses 9 through 12, as seriously as her church and Fred's church take some other nearby parts of the Old Testament.
You mean Leviticus 18:22 and Leviticus 20?
There you go.
The war was in 1812.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It wasn't 1820.
So it's a good
please.
Thing we're not talking about the war.
Oh, there's a
1812. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's try to discipline. I know that the concept of discipline and doomed America are kind of mutually exclusive, but let's work on it. Let's go for it just for this conversation.
Go ahead.
Let's start with Mr. Leviticus and the law of the shrimp. Let's start with that.
Mr. Leviticus.
Please.
Go ahead, Mr. Leviticus.
Let us call that the law. Let's call that the ceremonial law of Moses. And then let's call Leviticus 18 to 20 the moral law.
Well, you can call it.
Wait. Shirley, you're going to have to listen. Shirley.
Yes.
You got to let other people talk. We had this problem with you before. You could say something, but then you got to shut up and let someone else talk.
Well, wait a minute. You just let him explain.
He will. Now you have to. Hold on. Let him go. Go ahead,
yeah,
Joe.
I see. We talk about these kinds of things all the time. Not Shirley and I, but folks who write the site. It's not shrimp is one of the things, and there is an argument that there's kind of a separate dietary law. It's a little bit tortured, but Leviticus is full of prescriptions which are not merely ceremonial. In particular, things like killing your children for back talking, prohibitions against sex during menses, prohibitions against wearing mixed fibers. One would have to take quite a fine tooth comb to these to come up with the interpretation that the only thing left of many of these prescriptions in Leviticus that makes any sense are these arguably mistranslated passages about homosexuality.
Shirley?
Okay, now is it my turn?
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right. So you got what he is kind of tentatively admitting is you've got your ceremonial law and you've got your moral law. And wait a minute. Let me finish my answer. You might actually like it. Then you can fill in with such other things as he's not really putting under a certain, but what I'll call it, he's not putting under a certain category, but what I'll call it is the clean versus the unclean. That would be like the law of the leper. That's where you get a good lesson on what's clean and what's unclean and how you view clean and how you view unclean, which caused the brother of the Lord Jesus Christ, his name is Jude, he wrote a short and excellent book. It's the second to the last of the Bible. It's called the Book of Jude. It's only one chapter, so it really wouldn't take you long to actually read it. So what you do is you either do like this gentleman's saying, and you say, we're all bound by Leviticus today, in which case he needs to just shut up and do that if that's what he believes. He needs to just do that. If he thinks you can't do all those things that are in Leviticus, do that. Obey what you believe you're supposed to obey. Or you can go over to Acts and many other places in the New Testament where, specifically Acts 10, where the sheet came down, and Peter said, arise, Peter, kill and eat, talking about those various kinds of animals that were clean and unclean, and he said, no unclean thing has ever crossed my lips. Because, you see, people did follow that law that were going and determined to obey the commandments of God. And so that's when God said to him, no, don't you call unclean what I have now made clean. The symbology of that and the reality of that follows in the next chapter where he says.
I got to be honest. Look. Okay, Shirley, I got to be honest with you. I was just trying to find out, can I or can I not eat shrimp? That's all I want to know.
No.
If you want to eat shrimp, feel free. But if you want to disobey the moral law that was codified out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ, wherein he says, thou shalt not commit adultery, wherein you get Romans 1, verses 18 to 32, that clearly tells you...
Don't quote Romans 1 without quoting Romans 2. What are you thinking?
Romans 2, 1.
Paul
says,
was
so
leading
now
in the audience. Paul was getting the audience.
I just love them.
Paul was a jerk.
Turn them around and say, look, you are the sinners. And
exactly.
Charlie, you are the sinner in this.
Exactly.
Go and read Romans 2.
Well,
go and
you
read your Bible, and you'll know what
you.
Paul was talking about.
Listen to you.
Let him go.
Guys, I'm just gonna let them stay connected and talking. And we'll move on to other stuff. How about that?
That you better not be a sodomite.
I
want to
hear this.
Be committing adultery.
Listen.
And then suggesting that we do the same thing. That's what you're doing. You're sitting there accusing us.
It's what Paul said. Read Romans 2.
No.
It's right
Paul was talking to those who actually did it, dumbass. Paul was talking to people. He wasn't just theoretically saying it. He was saying, you know the judgment of Christ. You don't obey it, and then you try to hold them to the same standard.
Dave the fruit guy here, too. Go ahead, Dave.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
Excuse me. If I can interject here.
Sure.
Why not?
Jesus' other brother, very few people realize, was named George.
Yeah.
Jesus had a third brother named George, and George was a proctologist.
Jesus had another brother, and his name
and
was Jude.
I actually just went to get a colonoscopy from one of his direct descendants. And quite frankly, I didn't think it was that bad. Religious experience, I might go again.
There you go, Dave.
Thanks, Dave the Fruit Guy.
Thank you very much.
All right. Is Shirley still there? Shirley?
Gone.
Ah, she hung up.
Oh,
damn.
You lost her. Oh, well, that was so fun.
Oh, you know what? That's really enjoyable stuff. Well, she's always fun to call whenever you have something. Okay, I didn't get to the bottom line. Can I eat shrimp or not?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Absolutely. I mean, good. There are a lot of different interpretations of the Bible.
Sure there are. And Shirley's is right. Shirley's is the right one, just so you know.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But so is mine. And
no,
so
hers
is yours.
No, and, hers is right.
And read it and think.
Golly.
And use your brain.
I like Dave.
And your heart.
Guy. Yes.
You know?
All right. And with all that being said, the website is GodHateShrimp.com.
Thank you so much.
Joe Jacker, the founder of that. Joe, I hope you had as much fun as we did.
I'm blown away. I had a great time.
Good. Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.